Chapter 1. There are some men who enter a woman's life and screw it up forever. Joseph Morelli did this to me. Not forever, but periodically. Morelli and I were both born and raised in a blue-collar chunk of Trenton called the Burg. Houses were attached and narrow. Yards were small. Cars were American. The people were mostly of Italian descent, with enough Hungarians and Germans thrown in to offset inbreeding. It was a good place to buy calzone or play the numbers. And if you had to live in Trenton anyway, it was an okay place to raise a family. When I was a kid, I didn't ordinarily play with Joseph Morelli. He lived two blocks over and was 2 years older. "Stay away from those Morelli boys," my mother had warned me. "They're wild. I hear stories about the things they do to girls when they get them alone." "What kind of things?" I'd eagerly asked. "You don't want to know," my mother had answered. "Terrible things. Things that aren't nice." From that moment on, I viewed Joseph Morelli with a combination of terror and prurient curiosity that bordered on awe. 2 weeks later, at the age of 6, with quaking knees and a squishy stomach, I followed Morelli into his father's garage on the promise of learning a new game. The Morelli garage hunkered detached and snubbed at the edge of their lot. It was a sorry affair, lit by a single shaft of light filtering through a grime-coated window. Its air was stagnant, smelling of corner must, discarded tires, and jugs of used motor oil. Never destined to house the Morelli cars, the garage served other purposes. Old man Morelli used the garage to take his belt to his sons. His sons used the garage to take their hands to themselves. And Joseph Morelli took me, Stephanie Plum, to the garage to play train.